What I'd like to deal with this morning, gentlemen, is nothing that has to do with Yom HaTzma'ut per se, but does have to do with, I would say, the tangent of Yom HaTzma'ut. Baruch Hashem, the weather is getting nicer. So, from this perspective, I assume that many of you are subjected to the terrible curse that's not written in the Torah, and that is to leave the house and go on Tiyulim on Yom HaTzma'ut, as some of us are subjected to do on Chol HaMoed. My best Chol HaMoed, I hate to say this, was during the lockdown of Sukkot. Nobody in the house tried to cajole me to leave the house, and it was just wonderful. But this Pesach, I wasn't so lucky. Baruch Hashem, the pandemic is getting better. And of all the days of Pesach, I was cajoled one of the two of the 4 days of Chol HaMoed to actually leave the house. And one of those days, we went to Yam HaMelech, which was a huge mistake in terms of traffic. But that leads into our particular shir. Because what happens in Yam HaMelech on Chol HaMoed is the Jewish people who care about having a good time and yet keeping themselves modest go to Yam HaMelech. Because Yam HaMelech is not like any beach. Yam HaMelech is a place where people go into the ocean dressed. And therefore you can go to the beach and you don't see any forbidden sights. So we were there at the beach. It's already 3 o'clock. And as usually happens in these situations with as many religious people around, between, let's say, the hour of 1:15 and 7, what do you think happened? People come up to you not to wish you a good yontiv, a good moed, a moadim l'simcha, each to their own religion, but rather, anyone? Hey, you want to daven mincha? Hey, you want to join a minyan? Which is always very nice. There's only one problem. I always take pants with me in order to daven if I need to on the way. And I was wearing shorts. So I said, it's 1:15. What's the lachatz? I don't want to daven in shorts. But it was already 4:30. I just checked the ways and it looked like there was going to be a 4-hour drive home, which is Chol HaMoed in Israel. The traffic is terrible, especially in a year when the skies are closed. So the traffic is even worse. So I said, okay, I can walk back to the car, which is very far, but they may not have a minyan. Or I can daven right now with shorts, and I do have a minyan. And I didn't hesitate. What do you think I did? I davened with shorts, because I remembered the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says in the top of the source sheet that's in front of you, that you're supposed to dress up for davening to befit a king. And Ben Ashari says, "Velo beraglayim megulot," you can't daven with naked legs. Naked legs. Im derech anshei hamakom, shelo yamdu bifnei gdolim elo bebatei raglayim. If indeed, when people see the king, they always make sure to put on pants. So I'm sitting at a beach. Everyone at the beach was wearing shorts. I didn't think it was a problem to daven in shorts in that situation, because if the prime minister would have come, no one would run to their car to get pants. They would have greeted him in shorts, because that's the way you dress at a beach. In other words, dressing up personally for davening is a subjective decision based on you and the environment you're in. You and the environment you're in. This is Paskind in Shulchan Aruch. Again, im derech anshei hamakom shelo yamdu bifnei hagdolim ela bebatei raglayim. So on this particular issue, I had no qualms. My qualms begins, and the shir begins, exactly at this point, in which they said, great, we have a minyan, go be chazin. What do you say, gentlemen? Can you be chazin in shorts? So we said, dressing for davening is subjective to you and your environment. Can you be chazin in shorts? Is being chazin, dress code for chazin, different than dress code for an individual davening? So I'm going to give this morning my opinion on this. Many of you may not like it, and I hope I'm just clear, and of course you have every reason to disagree, because there are those that disagree with what I'm about to say, but I believe, as usual, that I'm right. And I'll try to explain my point of view as clearly as possible. Yes, Irving, what?
God forgive you.
So I once again want to say, I don't think it's a problem for an individual to daven in shorts if it makes sense that he would greet a king in that garb. I am not talking this morning about the individual. I'm talking about the chazan. Okay?
What about Kavras?
That's exactly what we're going to deal with this morning. Not the individual, not the people coming to daven in minyan with shorts. That's not the topic this morning. As I said, that's a very easy answer. I just showed the sources. It's subjective to who you are and to your environment. So if everybody wears shorts, I don't think it's a problem. The problem that I have this morning is, in shorts, can you be chazan? And here we get to what Harold just alluded to, called Kvod HaTzibur. And we're going to see why he said that. The Mishnah in Megillah says as follows. It's right here on your screen. Pocheyach, poreis et hashma mitargem, aval ino kore batorah, ve'ino over lifnei ateva, ve'ino noseh et kapav. So according to the Mishnah, a gentleman named the Pocheyach, dressed like a Pocheyach, cannot do things that require a minion. Namely, he can't be the laner, he can't duchen, and he can't be the chazan. From our perspective this morning, the most important is the middle one, the eino over lifnei hateva, he can't be chazan. He can say shma, shma does not require that dress code, but he cannot be chazan. Why not? So, the answer is... Oh, very good. So Arthur is looking at the source sheet and he sees, well, I understand that the pocheach can't be chazan. I just don't know. What is a pocheach? Good question. No, that's what we call reading comprehension. Before svaras and before we go into lumdus, let's just reading comprehension. What does the word pocheach mean? Give me an art scroll, give me a Koran, give me a Steinsaltz. What does the word mean? So, the Rambam says, I'll tell you what it means, left side of your short sheet, aval mishik tefav megulot, aval pi, etc., etc., he can't be chazan. Namely, it's a gentleman who's sleeveless. Learning the Rambam properly, I believe it's not just sleeveless, it means that you have a ripped shirt. You know, people that walk around with ripped jeans, I don't understand, they actually buy jeans that are ripped. It like costs more than jeans that are full. It's like if you make a hole in it, it's more money. So this gentleman doesn't come with a ripped shirt that he bought in a store. He comes with a shirt that ripped because he was walking with it and it ripped. In other words, it had nothing to do with your legs. It's your shirt. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam. Pocheyach v'hu mishib gadol karua. Vizro'otav megulim, whose shirt is ripped, sleeves are not there, sleeveless. Lo yared lifnei ateva. So the pocheach, according to the Rambam, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, has to do with this part of the body, the upper part, doesn't have to do with our question. So if you're wearing a nice shirt with sleeves, it shouldn't be a problem. However, Rashi disagrees. Rashi quotes Masechet Sofrim. Pocheach b'Masechet Sofrim Mefaresh. Masechet Sofrim is a quasi-Tanaic source, as everybody knows, one of the small Masechtas, called Shekra'av Nir'in. Whoever's thighs are seen. Arum v'yachef. He's barefoot and he has naked legs. And why doesn't he become Chazin or Lein? Very simply, it's not Kvod HaTorah. Because gnai hu litzibur, it's a gnai to the congregation to dress like this. So, according to the Rambam, it's ripped shirt. According to Rashi, it's actually shorts. So, on this question, if you would have asked me, I would have said, oh, clear-cut answer. Rashi says it's shorts. The Rambam says it's the shirt. So, we paskin like the Rambam, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskin, so let me go be chazan with shorts on. However, when you look at the other poskim, they seem to say, with due respect, it's not that the pocheach is the gentleman who can't be chazan, but others can. The pocheach seems to be an example of people that are not suitable to represent the congregation in prayer. Namely, When you talk about individuals, you're talking about many, many people. But the spokesman has to be someone presentable. I mean, just imagine, Arthur, if the spokesman for the Jewish people comes on to the news and he's a schlump. His tie is not exactly in the middle, as it should be. He's not wearing cufflinks, but wearing a short sleeve shirt, which means every time he talks with his hands, which Jews do, his suit goes up and you see his arm. People are going to say the Jewish people are junky. But if the gentleman comes in with a three-piece suit and he sits down and he has cufflinks, and indeed he makes sure to button his jacket and his tie is right in the middle, people say, hey, these Jewish people are very, very organized. Add to it a good rhetoric speaker, you got yourself a great spokesman. So in my opinion, the Pocheach's definition, Rashi versus Rambam, is not a machlokas. But rather, it's just we need a representative that could represent us in a very respectful manner. And if we don't have that, then it's a problem. That's what Kvod HaTzibur here means. And therefore, in this particular situation, it's not, in my opinion, dependent on the Rambam versus Rashi. It's a general rule. A pocheach, a gentleman not dressed in a representative manner, can't represent the congregation in prayer.
You also, according to Rashi, it says Nesias Kapayim, which is Birchas Kahana. According to Rashi, you can't have a Kohen go up with sandals and barefoot.
That's right. That's right. Not our topic this morning, but yeah, absolutely. Make a long story short, why do I say that it's not such a machlokes, but rather who should be the representative in a representative fashion? Because in your poskim later, we see this. The Eliyahu Rabba writes, in the name of the Maharami Mintz, Bigdei Shliach Tzibur Tzachim Riyot Nekiyim. He adds in, it should be clean. And Gadaviyu Arukim Shelo Yira'u Raglav. He doesn't exactly say, okay, this is according to Rashi, not the Rambam. He says, representative clothing, amongst them, no shorts. Aruch HaShulchan, later in life, we're going into the 19th, 20th century, so Rav Epstein in the Aruch HaShulchan says, both Rashi and Rambam, he doesn't say this is a big machlokas, he just says, who is the representative that has the proper clothing to represent us before God? Aruch HaShulchan, HaPocheach, V'hu Mishi B'Gadav Kru'im, V'ezro Otav Migulim, Lo Yared Lifnei Ateva, whoever has a ripped shirt out, V'chein, and also, Shiraglav Nikulim, if he has naked legs, if he has shorts. Now, if this was a machlokes Rambam in Rashi, and that's the way the poskim would have viewed it, then I'm assuming the Aruch HaShulchan would say, it's a machlokes Rishonim, we poskim like the Rambam, and that's the end of the story. And he would have left out the second line. But it's not a machlokes of, you know, what is the proper peirush per se. We need a representative before God. We're in shul. There are nine people with shorts and one person with pants. Who is the most suitable representative? The poskim did not view this as a machlokes. They viewed this as, these are the suggestions to be a representative before God. This is what we suggest to be the dress code for an interview. This is what we suggest to be the dress code for a rabbi when he gives a speech. And this is what we suggest should be the dress code for a chazan. So both the Eliyahu Rabba and the Aruch HaShulchan don't see this as a machlokes. They just combine the two. And ultimately, from this perspective, Rav Ovadia Yosef Paskins, in his beautiful Hebrew, Rav Ovadia, who died in the 21st century, says, Halovesh chutzah b'shavurim k'tzarim. If someone is short-sleeved, mutar lo liot shliach tzibur. He could be a shliach tzibur. But if they're very short, namely, sleeveless, no. And he adds, "Ha'olech b'michnasayim k'tzarot, k'moshe no'agim b'kibbutzim, lo yishamesh k'shliach tzibur." So once again, all these poskim combine the Rashi and the Rambam. And therefore, in my opinion, this is not a machlokas, and I believe that if you have nine people and one without pants, the one with pants, should be the one that should go ahead and be the Shliach Tzibur. He is the most suitable representative for us in that congregation. Now, obviously, this is not the only criteria. The gentleman should be honest, the gentleman has to know how to read Hebrew, and many other criteria for a chazan. However, if he has all that, and you have nine people with shorts and one with pants, I believe the one with pants should be the chazan. So once again, individual, you dress subjective to your situation, to your environment. Not so the chazan, higher level, and that higher level means the most proper, suitable representative. It could be no, it could be anything. And in my opinion, it's both shirt as well as pants. No naked arms, no naked legs. Yes, Arthur.
Yeah, two questions. One, do we make a distinction between, let's say, Zimra and other parts of davening?
Sure.
That it might be appropriate for someone with shorts to take up that position. And the second thing is, if the entire congregation is basically shorts, and so they're basically not dressed appropriately, but the entire congregation is just short, what's the difference if the person going up to daven is in shorts, if he's not misrepresenting the congregation? In other words, like this.
We're going to get to that in a moment regarding your second question. Regarding your first question, the answer is very clear. I believe this is talking about the points in which the chazan represents us. Namely, from Baruch Hu and on in the morning, up until Kaddish Titkabel, in the afternoon from Chatzi Kaddish before the Amida, all the way through the Kaddish Tiskabel, and in the evening from Baruch Hu all the way to the Kaddish Tiskabel. Any parts that don't need a chazan, like Psuke de Zimra, doesn't need a minion, I don't believe it makes a difference who's up there. It could be a bar mitzvah boy, a under bar mitzvah boy, shorts, not shorts. Regarding your second question of if everyone's in shorts, so therefore it's a proper representative. He's representing all of us, and we're all in shorts. That we're going to get to right now, because that leads us to the second part of the shir. So we understood the pocheach can mean this or that. But what's gnai hu latzibur? What's kvod atzibur mean in this particular context? Now, kvod atzibur can mean tircha tzibura. That's a totally different shir. Here we're dealing with kvod atzibur in a different definition. So is kvod atzibur mean the congregation, based on the environment, decides? So, hey, if everyone's in shorts, so what's the difference of the chazan? Or I'll put it another way. If everyone's intermarried, so what does it make a difference if the chazan's intermarried or not? Or it has nothing to do with the tzibur per se. It has to do with who is the most suitable representative before God. The tzibur can all be, excuse me for saying so, a bunch of sinners. But who should be the representative before God? That's the question. So again, let's see those two points of view as we go to the second part of our source sheet. What's the definition of kvod hatzibur? So pocheach, who can't be the chazan, means both naked legs, naked arms. What's kvod hatzibur? Comes along the levush. Levush is a generation after the Shulchan Aruch. Wrote his perush also on the Shulchan Aruch. The levush says, Rav Mordechai Yaffe, b'pnei kvod hatzibur, shegnai hu lahem lihiyot shlucham na'ar kol kach. Namely, saying that the chazan should be an older gentleman, he says it's a gnai, it's not a proper representative to that tzibur that such a young boy should be chazan. According to that, Arthur, if all the tzibur is 13, 14-year-olds, there's no problem for the chazan to be a 13, 14-year-old, because it's not gnai hu lahem. It blends right in with everyone around you, correct? However, the Bach disagrees. The Bach, in his Perush on the Tor, the Bayit Chadash, Rav Yoel Sirkis, father-in-law of the Taz, says the Ein Perush Kvod HaTzibur Shu Keneged Kvodam Lifnei Bnei Adam Shetoilu Michilat HaTzibur Ela Perusho She'ein Ze Kvod HaTzibur Sheishlechu Lefanav Yitaleh. Says the Bach, it has nothing to do with the congregation per se. It has to do with an objective criteria. Who is the most suitable person to represent people before God? Everyone in the room could be intermarried, ochle neveirot vetreifot. Who is the most suitable person before God? And the nafkamina we'll see in a moment between the levush and the Bach. But just to reiterate, the levush says, the chazan is a representative of the people in that room. Subjective. The Bach says, no! The chazan is an objective collective representative. And the Machatzit HaShekel agrees, She'ein ze kvod ha-tzibur she'yasu shluchim ka'ele le'makom yitbarach. Im kein, ikarata mishum kvod ha-makom. The word kvod ha-tzibur here doesn't mean the congregation, it means kvod ha-makom. So therefore, this machlokes, is it subjective to the tzibur, or an objective criteria has a nafkamina? Can the tzibur say, we don't care? Because quite frankly, Arthur, I know many people that say, we don't care. You know why they say we don't care? Harold, you know why they say we don't care? Who should be chazen for mincha? We don't care. Why do they say we don't care?
They don't want to go up.
There you go. Let's just get this over with. Whoever's the volunteer, great. There, we're moicha. We're moicha. He can wear shorts. He can wear sleeveless. He can do averas. As long as he's chazen, we get out of here. Right? That's a typical mincha ma'ariv during the week. Not necessarily Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but Mincha Ma'ariv, maybe not Shabbos Yantiv. So, can the Tzibur say, we're Moichel? So the Pri Chadash comes along and says, yes, they can. The Rishonim he quotes, Mashma b'divrei Rabbeinu Yerucham, Shiratzuam Tzibur limchol al kvodam, korinba. If the Tzibur says it's okay with us, it's fine. And indeed, the assumption has to be that it's subjective to the Tzibur. If the tzibur says we're okay with someone with shorts, that's all we need. But if it's objective, like the Bach says, so not surprisingly, the Bach says on the right side of the source sheet, laharambam v'larashba, lo mehane mechilat tzibur. In other words, unlike the Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Mordechai that said it was subjective, according to the Rambam and the Rashba, it's objective. Who is the most suitable? Objectively suitable representative before God. And Rov HaRishonim, the way I've seen it, say that Mechilat HaTzibur does not work in this context. Namely, it's objective. Who is the most suitable objectively to be Chazen? So even if everyone's in shorts, the Chazen should put on pants and should go up there. From this perspective, I know you've seen it in shuls around the world. Each environment a bit different in this regard. There's a sign, if you want to be chazen, you have to put on a jacket. And by the chazen shtender, there's jackets, there's suit jackets in different sizes for people to put on. Now, I want to be honest. We'll add the gartel later. The gartel is more personal. But quite frankly, that's only if you assume it's objective. And indeed, the Bach, the Pri Chadash, the Magen Avraham all say it's objective. And the Tiferet Yisrael in his Perish on the Mishnayos in Megillah, which we started with, the Pocheach, says, V'nirali, dekol kvod ha-tzibur, ein ratzal umar kavod shel ha-tzibur shera'ui lahem. It's not subjective to that tzibur. Ela ratzal umar ha-kavod shechayavin ha-tzibur lechabed et Hashem. What is the most suitable way to honor God when you speak to Him in prayer, representing 9 people behind you? Shera'ui lo lihiyot kara'ui. And therefore, there's no mechila. It's not, we're outside, we're in a parking lot, who really cares? You know, we don't have a shtender, we don't have a talis, we don't have an Aron Kodesh, we barely have a bima. All right, in a parking lot, everything goes. Says the Tiferet Yisrael, no, that's you. But representative before God, chazen, objective. Objective is machmir on the word pocheyach. Therefore, according to all these sources, it is not subjective to the tzibur, kvod ha-tzibur, namely, it's okay with us, but rather it's objective. What is the most suitable objective representative before God? So therefore, in this Yam HaMelech situation I started with, they asked me to be chazen. I said, no. And I looked at a gentleman who had pants on and I said, he should be chazen. We're wearing shorts. He's not. Objective representative, he should be chazen. He was wearing pants, he was wearing a shirt, it happened to be clean, which is not easy, especially when you're on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed, no laundry, etc. And therefore, he was the chazen. It took a bit longer than if I was going to be chazen, but I think it was the right decision. Now you're going to ask me, as we end this shir, well, due respect, why should the chazen be different than the rest? If it's suitable and respectful for me to wear shorts to davening in the summer, and 9 others are wearing shorts, how come the Chazan is different? He's established he is different. It's objective. But why is he different? And I'd like to suggest this is consistent throughout Jewish law. Do you know of any other examples where you say, all right, the Tzibur can do one thing, but the Chazan has to be different? Let's see 2 examples this morning. Everybody ready? Let's begin. En memanim el amishan itmalez ganom bipnei kvod ha-tzibur. So if you ask me, a 13-year-old, does he have to go to Minyan? The answer is absolutely. The man doesn't shave yet, thank God. In other words, when Sfira comes, he can't show off. I'm not shaving. You know, people like to show off. You know, I'm not shaving. Or on Yom HaTzmaut, I'm going to shave. Yom HaTzmaut. He can't do that. So he's chayev in Minyan. But says the Shulchan Aruch, you can only have someone who shaves, who needs to shave, be chazan. That's for a shliach tzibur kavua. Namely, the chazan, the cantor of the congregation. Aval ba'akrai, once in a while, he's at the proper age and his body has the proper level of development, he can be chazan, but not kavua. So you could see here, example number one, who's, he's counted for minyan, but he can't be the kavua chazan, because the kavua chazan has to be a representative that's objectively the most suitable one. Someone that Ben Hashar shaves. What'd you say, Arthur? No, it's not that Myriv is no Chazarat Hashatz. It's more that he's not a Kavua Cantor. Kavua Cantor means the one that's always there, the one that shuls higher, so to speak.
You sure if Chalila, the boy, is in Avil, so you let him daven?
If Chalila, the boy's in Avil, I believe that he should be taught to wear pants to davening. And it's not so hard to ask of that. Obviously, in a situation in which it's very difficult and he wants to be chazan, I wouldn't make a big issue. There are poskim that disagree with everything I just said and say it's subjective, it's not objective, and I wouldn't hurt the feelings of a yatom or in this situation. But in general, if they ask me, I say yes. When you're a chazan, you know you're going to be chazan. Make sure you wear pants, because the requirements for a chazan is higher than the requirements for an individual. So he's counted for a minyan, and yet he can't be the kavua chazan. Next example. Purim, Koreta Megillah, Ben Omed Ben Yoshev. A person can read the Megillah standing or sitting. I read the Megillah this year in the hospital for other patients, and I read it twice. Once there was a very big minyan around me, one of the most difficult times I've ever read the Megillah. I had to hold it in my hands outside, it was cold, under a floodlight, and make sure you pores et ki igeret. It was very difficult, not to mention I just had surgery on my back, but somehow I got through it. Then I went back to where I was in the hospital, and people there didn't hear the Megillah. So, the halacha is, Ben Omed Ben Yoshev, Aval lo yikra b'tzibur, Yoshev lechatchila, bipnei kvod ha-tzibur. So when I davened and lain for a minyan, I stood up. When I was back in the hospital ward reading for 5-6 patients, I sat down. Why is the halacha different? Once again, we see the criteria for a tzibur, representative of the tzibur to read the Megillah, is different than the criteria for the individual. So you're reading for someone in an old age home, you're reading at home, you can sit. You're reading in shul for a tzibur, you stand. The levush, the lo ya'amod b'makom moshavo, mipnei kvod ha-tzibur, says the levush, a person who is a chazan in a shul, where should that person stand? So this is very irrelevant, usually, in a shul, because in a shul, there's a place that's called the chazan's lectern, correct? Right? We make a shul, we make sure to get donations, and we make sure to make donations for that. Now, this question became very relevant this year. We're davening, many of us, for the entire year, in parking lots, in backyards, etc. Where should the chazan stand? Where? Says the levush, he cannot stand in his own seat. Why? Mipnei kvod ha-tzibur. So either he stands in the middle or he stands up front, but he does not just from his seat get up and say, hey, I'm Chazan. Now, can he daven from his seat? Of course he can daven from his seat. That's called his seat because he davens there. Right? That's the seat that he throws people out of if they sit there, right? Chas v'shalom. You should never do that. Never. Never do that. Okay? I say, if they take your shtender in shul, you have a movable shtender, you can take your shtender back. But if someone's sitting in your seat and you came late, tough. Find another seat. Don't start making another Jew feel bad. In any case, the Levush says, it's not kvod atzibur that somewhere in the congregation or in the parking lot, a person just gets up, left side, right side, and becomes chazan. The chazan either stands as a representative in front or in the middle. Machlokes aposkim. But he does not just from his seat. So once again, you can daven from your seat, but you can't be chazan from your seat. The criteria for chazan is different than the criteria for the individual. So the individual may daven in shorts if he feels that's appropriate, but not be chazan. The individual is for sure counted for a minyan if he doesn't shave yet, if he's 13, but he can't be chazan on a kavua basis. A person for sure should read the Megillah and he can read it sitting down, lechatchila, but not in a minyan. And last example for today is the Morvik Tzia. The Morvik Tzia says, umikol makom, lo ya'ale me'atzmo, ela yamtin al shiyitnu lo reshut mipnei kvod atzibor. The Morvik Tzia says that what is the proper requisite to be chazan? Or get an aliyah? You don't just get up there and say the brachas. You don't just get up there and become chazan. You should be asked to get an aliyah. Therefore, we have a gabbai who says, yamod, this guy or that guy. Right? The Ashkenazim say the whole name because Ashkenazim like kavod. And Sfardim are mochel a little bit on the kavod. They just say, yamod ashlishi bechavod. Good enough. Right? They make it up by the Misha Beirachs, Arthur. Don't think their davening's shorter. By the Misha Beirachs. You ever been in a Sfardi shul for Misha Beirachs? Each one is individual. They make it up as they go along. It is so beautiful. One gentleman gets up, he has a store, the Misha Beirach says his store should be prosperous. Another gentleman is retired, they say he should enjoy his retirement. It's just beautiful. That's the way, if you're going to make Misha Beirach, which I'm against on Shabbos and Yantiv, then you should do it the Sfardi way.
What about
Kvod HaTzibur?
Oh,
the Kvod HaTzibur Perish number 2, Tircha DeTzibura. So I agree. I've already mentioned this. God willing, in a book I hope to be out soon, I'm going to have a whole chapter on the Misha Beirach and why I think it's a bad idea on Shabbos and Yontif, but if you're already going to do it like the Sfardim. Now, why do we call people up? Because that's requisite behavior in a tzibur. Lo yale me'atzmo. Ela yamtinu shiitnu lo reshut. Mipnei kvod atzibur. You don't just get up there, I want an aliyah. You get asked. Now, does anyone in their right mind believe you should be asked to daven? You know, I come to shul. It's not nice to come to shul. You should stay outside until they let you in. No, you walk right in. You sit in your chair and you're davening in a minyan. No one would say, no, you have to be called by the gabayin. You have to be announced like you do before the queen. But chazan is different. So four examples we just saw above and beyond the dress code, in which the criteria in the tzibur is different than the criteria for the individual. One, the ability to shave or not. Two, reading the Megillah standing sitting. Three, not davening from your place, davening in a place where you physically look like a representative of the tzibur. And four, the Morik Tzia that we just quoted regarding the permission to be chazan, not just to get up there yourself. And therefore, in my opinion, and I say my opinion, I believe that while the individual can daven in shorts, when it comes to the chazan, objectively, he is not the most suitable representative. And if there are people there in pants and they know how to daven, they should be the one to represent us before God and daven and be the chazan, not the gentleman in shorts. That's my opinion. I acknowledge that there are other poskim out there that disagree. Rav Rabinovich Zecher Tzadik Levracha, former Rosh Yeshiva of Ma'ale Adumim, formerly the rabbi in Charleston, in Toronto, was the head of the Jewish College, huge, huge Talmud Chacham in Posek. He believes it's all subjective, like we saw in the Levush. Rav Re'ema Kohen, Yibod Lechaim Arukim from Otniel, also thinks it's subjective. He, Rav Re'ema Kohen, I don't know if you know him, he has a bit of a temper, and he said in a tshuva that when Rav Ovadia Yosef came to visit Otniel, where he's the Rav, out of Kabbalah for Rav Ovadia, at Mincha, he asked the gentleman to daven with pants. But he said that he tells Rav Ovadia, I paskin against you. And I think that it's okay, it's all subjective. However, in my opinion, and I brought the poskim here that I believe say this, and therefore I believe this is the pshat. It's not just my opinion, it's the pshat. The representative is an objective criteria, and he should not have a ripped shirt without sleeves, and he should not have naked legs and wear shorts. He should wear pants and a shirt, at least. And that's the only person who should be our representative before God in davening. And that's what I paskin when people ask me, and I believe that should be the way to go. And you mentioned the Ovel. Yes, if you're an Ovel, you should be wearing pants or have a pants in your briefcase as you walk around it to you to make sure to have it when you daven.
What about a talus?
What about a
talus? Should
have a talus on also? That's machlokes minhagim. I don't believe that's in and of itself something we should worry about too much. It's a machlokes minhagim. Does a chazan have to have a talus on? We say it sometimes, we say it not. Like Megillah reading, we say yes, and yet some don't have it. So again, I don't believe that in and of itself should be a problem. But proper dress, which includes pants and a shirt, I believe should for a chazin. And that should be the way to go. And I just want to end with the following note. I have a feeling here in Israel especially that when we come to the question of davening, we somehow say it's more important to daven than the environment in which we daven. What do I mean? This situation I mentioned, Minyan at Yam HaMelech. I don't think Yam HaMelech, the beachfront, is the most appropriate place to daven. But Nishkein Breira, that's where you are in Chol HaMoed. That's where you need to daven before the traffic jam to make Shkia. And with a Minyan, I think, okay. However, we have to think about these things on a regular basis. Not just, you know, daven at all costs. Just join a Minyan, get it over with. Davening, according to the Rambam, requires a lot of achanos, including washing your hands and proper dress. And to just go ahead and say, no, daven, that's the most important thing. Who cares what you look like? Who cares what you have on? Etc. I've already seen a person that davened. I'm not kidding you here, Arthur. Don't think I made this one up. I have a picture. He went somewhere without a kippah. So he has to daven. What does he do? He takes his wonderful mask that has been part of our faces for many, many years and puts it on his head. Now, I hate to say it, but the guy looked ridiculous. I'll give you another ridiculous one. I have heard from Rav Schechter many, many times in the name of Rabbi Schwab that a gentleman was in an office and they had a minyan for Mincha in Manhattan and he didn't bring his gartel. Now you understand that for many Jews, davening with the gartel is more important than pants and a shirt. So he didn't bring his gartel. So what did he do? He took his tie off and he tied it around his waist. Said Rabbi Schwab, correctly, the man looked like a clown. He looked like an idiot. He was wearing a tie and a suit. He looked representable. He looks respectful. And now he takes the tie off, puts it around his waist. He looked very, very funny. We have to think about these things. Not just daven. It's so important to daven. Let's get Mincha over with. Oh, Myriff, out of the way. How do we dress for davening? Is there a dress code that's going to be part of our hachanot for davening? If not, God forbid, then our davening is just another act. You know, you brush your teeth. You spit out your mouthwash, you shave, you daven. Davening is talking to God. And we saw here today, there's a criteria for the individual, and there's a criteria for the chazan. And we can't just let it off by saying, just daven, who cares? No, it's not just daven, who cares. The environment for davening is as important than the davening itself, and we have to think about these things. Ad kan for today. Wishing everyone a very meaningful Yom HaZikaron, and a very, very happy Yom HaAtzmaut. Baruch Hashem, a year later, we're able to celebrate far more than last year. with the added celebration of, thank God, the majority of the population in Israel is now vaccinated from the terrible pandemic. Sometimes you have to look back in order to give thanks to God. I heard this morning, Rav Oren Duvdevani, a good friend of mine, said, why is it that in the Parsha, the woman who gives birth only brings a korban 40 days later or 80 days later? Why not right away? Because only when you look at it from a little bit of a distance can you actually give thanks. And only when you look at it from a bit of a distance do you understand that Yom HaTzma'ut 72 verses 73, a year ago we were all potentially going to get sick. A year later, Baruch Hashem, the majority are vaccinated, and only in Israel. Another reason to give thanks to God in Yom HaTzma'ut. Wishing everyone a meaningful one and all the very best.